LNB's audio diary for the 22nd of March 2023. It is a Wednesday and it is 4:15 in the afternoon. I am just now leaving Walmart. I had to come in and do some shopping. Mrs. Bronx had the day off, so I didn't have to go in to drop her off or pick her up or any of that, but we still had stuff that had to go out, including a piece of mail that had to go out by FedEx, and it was FedEx Express, and I didn't know that the express truck only picks up once a day here, and it already left for the day. It'll go out tomorrow, so what are you gonna do? Rural living. So let's see, we've had an incredible amount of rain lately. It was possibly going to be snow, but we lucked out and it was nothing but rain. However, that rain has caused flooding in the area. There's a kind of a walking park that they built that's on the way here, and it has a river running right down the middle. And that's all flooded out. That whole area is flooded out. It was really quite a thing. Very unusual. Very, very unusual. And high winds and it just hovering just above freezing, right? For most of the time. Get up into the 40s during the day, but then at night it was down to, 33, 34, like that. So it's been going on now. Today's Wednesday, for about 5 days, 5 days, I think, 4 days, 5 days, something like that, and supposedly we're getting more, so it'll just be doing this for a while, so, unusual, and a lot of people don't like it, but I would rather have this than the snow, personally. We don't get you can still get flooding from the snow, it is possible, but it slows everything down because a lot of it is, it's got to melt first. So it's locked in its solid state for a long enough time that the worst of the flooding is avoided. Soda. This is a sugar-free soda that's supposed to be like those red, white, and blue Bomb Pops, you know those popsicles? Yeah, if you're not American, you probably don't know, but we have these popsicles that are, and they've been around since before I was born. They've been around all this time. And they're red, white, and blue in color, and they have kind of a vaguely, their flavor is kind of unique. It's sort of fruity, but not really. It's very fake flavored, but it's a memory from my youth. This doesn't really taste like it, but, whatever. I haven't had one of those pops in a while. I should pick up. They sell them in the store now. Used to only be able to get them from the ice cream man. But, I can get them in the store now. Anyway. So, what have I been up to? Well, I've been, working on, I've been working on the audio for, All He Surveys. I had meant to get out and record. This was going to be, Saturday or Sunday, something like that. But the weather, it looked like it was going to be a nice morning. But then the wind picked up. And you can hear that on the mic. So that was that. And then the rain and everything else followed. So recording has been a no-go for a while because as I... for those of you just tuning in, I record my audio stuff out in the shed. Not this thing. I'm in the car for this thing. But the other stuff is out in the shed. And the shed, you hear everything, So, anyway. But I have been working on the editing for, what is that? Chapter 14? 13? Something like 14, I think it is. So I was hoping to get that out sooner, but sorry. I always do, don't I? But yeah, but progress is happening. I've been working on it every day, every day. And I'll work on it tonight. Man, that flooding. I'm going up to where that all that flooding is that I mentioned. It just ran right over the banks. And the park is, that walking area is all closed because it really hovers by the banks. I guess they're concerned it's going to swamp it. Oh, and in fact, it has in one spot. There it is. Okay. Well, anyway, rough. It's all really rough. Rough weather. So, let's see. What else? I've been going through the rules for Project Black Flag, which is a D&D replacement substitute, call it what you want, that Cobalt Press, a gaming company, has been working on. Rather than strictly producing all of their stuff for Dungeons and Dragons 5th Edition, which prior to pretty much this year, I think actually they started last year. I think they started quite a while ago, but they have been working on this so that if TSR finally does change their licensing, they're not going to be stuck, because most of their product line is based around 5th Edition. So now, if they have their own, more or less their own version of D&D, they can make their content for their own game that's compatible with D&D, right? So everybody who was still buying their stuff to play in D&D still can, but if their licensing changes, you know, the licensing for D&D content changes, they can just say, well, this isn't for D&D, and they can take that right off the cover of the book. So really, it's a sad state of affairs that it has to be that way, but it allows them to put their own spin on a fantasy role-playing game. So they change some stuff out because it's their own game. And they don't want it to be an exact clone of D&D. First off, you know, that does get you into, you know, licensing trouble and etc. But also, you know, they're doing what they think is fixing some problems that they see here and there. It is still very much like 5th edition, but at any rate, they're sending out their rule sets in chunks, right, for people to play test or just to read through. And the second one came through, I don't know, like over the weekend, I think. And I started going through, or before that even, maybe last week. And they've already put out an amended version of that, right? So the one they sent out was two, you know, it was rule set 2, and this is rule set 2.1, right? So they either got some immediate feedback or they saw something that was wrong right away. And they sent out a whole nother one. So, and I take notes as I read it, and, you know, and I'm not playing it, so they can, you know, they'll be taking that with a grain of salt. But they do say right on there, you don't have to be playing it, just take a look at it. If you know what you're looking at, please give us your opinion on it. And so I've been doing that, and I filled out their questionnaire with the first pack of rules, and I've been looking at it just bit by bit. You know, I take 5-10 minutes here and there, go through it, make a few notes, etc. It helps me to look at a rule set that closely and to pick it apart, see if it makes sense. Some things strike me immediately, other things I let slide, you know, because I either don't know what I'm looking at really, because I don't play 5th edition. Or it looks like it might make sense in a larger context with the rest of the game. It might make sense. They even had, I don't even remember what the rule is, but they had a rule section And then they have these like editor's asides or editor's notes for playtesters saying, yeah, you know, we did this because of this or this or this. And there's one where it's like, you know, we've gotten a lot of feedback from people who read the rules and say they don't like this, but when they play it, they find they do like it. So please keep that in mind. So I didn't even touch that because I can't, you know, if that's the case, I can't even offer a comment on it. What else? Been doing a lot of running around, volunteering at the animal shelter. I don't know. I'm drawing a blank right now. Today, though, I worked on getting myself even more organized. You know, it's like I have my schedule thing that I've been working on. Well, now here's the next step. I've taken that and I've tried. Basically, what I did today is I spent a little time kind of hybridizing my system, right? So when I'm in front of the computer, it is exactly as I've described in, you know, before. Like, it's basically just a checklist. But when I'm out and about, I don't have access to that. And I tried to, I had a OwnCloud instance, but it was out of Germany and it was like really low. It was very cheap, so it was super, super, super slow. I mean, like, throughout the day, mostly unusable, right? Really just, and I kept it because it was so cheap, but I never really used it. So I decided to finally, you know, cut ties with that and not re-up, right? So that's gone. But if it had been more reliable, I would have been maybe using that and my phone, right? Syncing my to-do list, if you want to put it that way, with my phone. And, you know, using our own cloud instance as a place to put, you know, upload it there and then, you know, download it and sync with it throughout the day as I'm out and about. Good idea. But it didn't work out, and I'm not looking to spend any money on OwnCloud anymore, at least not right now, and I don't have a server myself that I can put it on. I suppose I could put it on the home system and then, you know, tunnel in or something like that, SSH, and I don't know. It's more complicated than it's worth to me. I'm sure I could figure it out if it mattered, but it doesn't because I always carry my wallet with me, and I have a lot of stuff crammed in there. If you saw it, you'd be like, what a mess. But it's basically like notebooks with a leather cover, but they're little notebooks that are held in with these like rubber bands, and you know, you can separate what you are using them for. Like one notebook could, as I was using, and one notebook is just like a shopping list or any list that I need to make is there. And another notebook is for, you know, actual writing or creative thoughts that I have. And I, you know, I actually have done a lot of writing in that over the course of time. And this is not my first one. I've gone through notebooks. I've been doing this for years now. So what I've done is I've basically taken the hipster PDA concept and merged it with my computer list to-do system and my notebook slash wallet system, right? And I have a small pack of 3x5 index cards, 3.5x5, whatever. Index cards that I'm using in a kind of hipster PDA sort of, and you'd have to look that up to get that if it's a completely unfamiliar concept, but I don't think so. I think anyone who listens to this would know. I've talked about it in the past, but if you if you look into that, it's just basically a way of using note cards to keep yourself organized, is all it really is. And you hold them together with binder clips. Well, I find binder clips awkward, right? They're really good at holding them together. They're really good for that. But they're awkward to work with. At least I find them. I've always found them awkward. I drop them. They slip out of my, they pop out of my hand because my fingers, it's just, I find them awkward to work with. However, they are very good at what they do. So I'm not dispensing that with them entirely, right? I have some small binder clips, tiny ones. They actually have been different sizes. And the way I'm working it is I have some things in the smaller binder clips, and then the larger things are held in to my notebook / wallet thing with more rubber bands, right? The way everything else in the notebook is held together. And that allows me to take it out and get at it very quickly and easily. Now, I still find it awkward to work with the cards, frankly. The fact that they're loose might be a problem. But I do have them separated into different categories, and each category gets its own little binder clip, right? And if you have a little binder clip on one side, you don't necessarily have to unbind things all the time. Only when you really have to, or you have to get at something. So, that being said, that's what I've done today, and I got rid of my notebook that has my shopping lists in it. And I used that, well, not every day, but I used it weekly, on a weekly basis, definitely, more than once a week. Used it quite a bit, and I depended on it when I went shopping. Well, I got rid of that before I went, and I replaced it with a note card. And by doing that, I was able to pull it out of the wallet. So the wallet, even though it's huge, is now, it was obscenely big with that in there. Well, I took that out, and now it's pretty much the same size as it always was, because my pack of cards is roughly the thickness of one of those little notebooks. So it's kind of a hybrid of a bunch of different systems that I'm hoping will work pretty well for me. And that's the same with my little checklist, right? It borrows from a bunch of different systems. There's nothing original about it. It's just arranged in a flavor that works for me, right? I can walk into a room wearing new shoes and get compliments for it, but I didn't make those shoes. I'm wearing them in a certain way that maybe makes them look good on me, right? But there's nothing original about the shoes, I'm just personalizing it a little bit. And that's all this system is like. There's nothing original about a checklist. I'm just making it mine, making it work for me. And so far, so good. So far, so good. And there are a couple of things that, there's some work I wanted to do outside, nothing big. But I can't really do it because of the weather. And so that just gets rolled over and rolled over. I might just take it off the list entirely until the weather, until the weather gets better. Because what else am I going to do? I can't do anything about it. And it's just sitting there in my face. And I have to keep bringing it over to the next note. But I also worked on a couple of different things regarding this hipster PDA concept, right? One was that checklist, okay? And I did a paper version of that, so I have that, right? And it's very much a thumbnail shorthand version of what's already a very short sort of list, right? I only need the bare details to remind me. If there's anything I'm doing during the day that needs to get checked off, I can do it when I'm out and about. And then I compare that to the text version that I have at home. when I get home. Sounds like a lot of maintenance, right? But in practice, it's like, in reality, if I spend 5 minutes a day on it, I'd be surprised, right? I do hover over it quite a bit right now because I'm still developing it. I'm still coming up with things. I have my little symbols that, you know, mean, you know, that this thing is done or this thing is in progress, that sort of stuff, right? But if it's not done, I just don't touch it. And that means it's still to be done. Very simple. And it works just fine on paper. So that solves my own cloud issue, right? And I sync it myself when I get home, manually. And that keeps it ever present in my mind, right? It's more frequent. I'm more aware of that, of the list, you know. Some of the problems with automating things is that the more control you cede to machines to handle this stuff for you, machines and software to handle this stuff for you, the more intrusive they have to be to get your attention when you need to see this stuff, right? Or when you think you might need to see this stuff. In reality, it turns out you probably don't need to see most of it, but you don't know until you see it, right? So a lot of times you have to set yourself alarms, you have to set yourself notifications that'll pop up at different times, right? And I find that stuff really intrusive and I don't like it. So I would rather have something that relies on me to make it work so that it doesn't get in my face when I'm not ready to deal with it, when I don't want to see it, right? So my schedule, my checklist is there when I want to see it, and it's gone when I don't. And never the twain shall meet, right? Whereas if it was entirely some kind of automation program, again, the more of this you see to do automatically sync, automatically, you know, go into your calendar, all that stuff, right? The more of that it does for you, the less you have to think about it. And then the more surprised you are when you have to do anything. At least that's how it is for me because I have a terrible memory. I find it a little bit better, at least for me, to be more manual with it. Maybe it's my age, I don't know. But I've always actually been attracted to the hipster PDA concept. It's just I have found in the past, looking through, I mean, at its height, the hipster PDA came out in, I think it was the late 90s, and probably at its height was the aughts, you know, mid-aughts of this century. And that's probably when it was at its height, popularity-wise and innovation-wise. But I also found that it got very complicated pretty quickly. People really went out of their way to kind of make it more complicated than I think the original intent covered, right? I don't know if you heard that, but that was my groceries moving around. And I think in order for anything like this to work, it has to be simple, 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 and easy, easy, easy. It can't be anything else, you know? So working on my schedule, it can't involve a lot of brain power, and it can't involve a lot of time, and certainly not a lot of energy, you know? So far, at least, I'm going to give this a try, merging the hipster PDA note card system with my already established systems that seem to be working pretty good, at least right now. It can always change. It can always change, and things fall by the wayside all the time. So, especially my productivity ideas. I'm going to walk out into the wind. You're going to have to deal. For the longest time, you know, I know I've said this, but for the longest time, every year, beginning of the year, I'm always trying a new productivity system, a new concept. Some of them had pieces of this, and they worked for a little while. But this one is, I find, good for me. Good for me. Now, if you're not a writer, if you don't do creative work per se, this system still could work for you. You just have to change the label, you know. My first category is today mundane, right? Or today creative, whichever. I have two, right? Creative is whatever creative work I'm doing. That's, you know, writing, recording, any of that stuff, right? And mundane is all the rest of it, right? Well, if you don't like the word mundane, if that sounds demeaning to you, I don't mean it that way, so I don't think of it that way. And since this is just for me, it doesn't really matter. It's how it feels to me, right? So if mundane stuff, that's the thing that I do the most of, because it's the majority of my time during the day, all these things that have to get done. But the one creative thing, and if I finish it early and have time for other stuff and energy for other stuff, I add something. You know, I talked about it. And then I have other lists of things that are ongoing that I can bump up to a today status so that I can work on it that day. And anything I'm not done with rolls over. Anything I didn't get to do at all rolls over. If it's no longer applicable, that is to say this thing had a time limit and the time limit's done, so it, you know, I never got to it, but I can't do it now. It's gone. You know, you do it, you exit off, and the next day you don't carry it over. You know, very simple, very, very simple. Nothing original. It just works for me in this format with these labels. It works for me. So, anyway. Well, that's enough of that, I guess, I suppose. Because that's it for today. And I am home.